请我们大家一起低头默祷。
Let's all bow our heads in a silent prayer.
阿门。奉主耶稣圣名开始我们上午的聚会，我们一起唱诗466首。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin our morning sermon. Let's all start singing hymns 166.
466.
Hymn number 466. Please be seated.
很多的时候，我们为将来做很多的计划。
Many times we make preparations and plannings for the future.
有人就会提醒我们你应该把眼前应该做的事情先把它做好。
Some people would remind me that you should do what is in front of you first.
是的，这是世界上一个最简单的建议。
And it's true, this is the most very basic and simple suggestion in the world.
但这也是我们每一个人很难去遵守的一个好的建议。
But this is also a good suggestion that many of us have a hard time trying to keep.
因为我们人总是很容易对将来那个没有把握的将来做很多的烦恼。
Because as human, man is in our nature to make plannings for the future that we cannot hold on to.
另外一个原因是我们常常不晓得眼前什么是最重要的事情，是我们应该做的。
Now the reason is because we often do not know what is the most important that is in front of us that we should be doing.
所以我们有需要从圣经来查考什么是我们从圣经的查考跟神所给我们的智慧来认识我们所处的时刻。
So we should often study the Bible to find what it is that God wishes for us to do so that He can provide us with the knowledge of what we should do ahead of us.
所以在我们正道之前，我们一起同心跪下祷告求主耶稣带领祝福我们早上的聚会。
So prior to our sermon, let's all kneel down to pray and ask God to guide our service today.
同心祷告。
Praying together in one accord.
请我们一起来翻开圣经历代志上第十章。
Let's all open up our Bibles to 1 Chronicles chapter 10.
历代志上第十章第四节。
1 Chronicles chapter 10 verse 4.
我们从第三节念起。
From verse 3.
四派甚大，扫罗被弓箭手追上，射伤甚重。请念。
The fighting grew fierce around Saul, and when the archers overtook him, they wounded him.
这是一场非利士人跟以色列人的战争。
This was a battle between the Philistines and the Israelites.
带领以色列军队的是扫罗王。
And the leader of the Israelites' army was King Saul.
那一场的战争非常的激烈。
And the fight was very vigorous.
这里提到扫罗王也被弓箭手所射中。
So here it mentions that Saul was also wounded.
第四节。
Verse 4.
就吩咐拿兵器的人说，你拔出刀来将我刺死，免得那些未受割礼的人来凌辱我。但拿兵器的人甚惧怕，不肯刺他。
Saul said to his armor bearer, draw your sword and run me through, or these uncircumcised fellows will come and abuse me. But his armor bearer was terrified and would not do it.
国王受了重伤应该有更多的人赶快来保护他，甚至带他到安全的地方。
When a king is heavily wounded, there should be more people who would come and protect him or take him to a safe place.
但是扫罗王他自己知道以色列人这一次是打败仗。
But Saul knewand had an instinct that the Israelites will lose this battle.
他知道没有人能够来保护他。
He knew that no one was to come and protect him.
他知道他也没有能力继续来抵抗这些敌人。
And he knew that he did not have the power to defeat the enemy.
他知道他一定会被抓。
And he knew that he would be captured.
国王被抓了，那一定是下场是非常的悲，非常的凄惨。
and the outcome would be terrible if a king was captured.
所以他请求那个替他拿兵器的那个兵把他刺死。
So he requested that the armor bearer would kill him.
这个拿兵器的人他不敢。
But this armor bearer was terrified and wouldn't do it.
历代志上第十章第五节。
First Chronicles chapter 10 verse 5.
扫罗就自己伏在刀上死了，拿兵器的人见扫罗已死，也伏在刀上死了。
So Saul took his own sword and fell on it. When the armor bearer saw that Saul was dead, he too fell on his sword and died.
扫罗他只好自己结束生命。
So Saul ended his own life.
那真的是没有人能够来帮忙他，来救他。
And it is true that there were no one who could go and help him.
继续看第六节。
Let's continue to verse 6.
这样扫罗和他三个儿子并他全家一同死亡。
So Saul and his three sons died and all his house died together.
因为连他的三个儿子都在那一次战争当中阵亡。
This was because all of his three sons were also in the same battle and they died in that battle.
他的三个儿子就是军队的三个元帅。
And his three sons were actually the commanders of his army.
国王跟三个他的三个儿子，这三个将军都战死在战场。
So the king and the three commanders all died in the same battle.
这四个人为了他们的国家，为了他们的百姓来牺牲了。
So these four people sacrificed their lives for the country and for their people.
虽然他们很努力，但是他们没有办法。保护自己的百姓跟国家。
Although they put much effort into it, but they were unable to protect their people and their country.
这让我们看到人生活里头一件很让人悲伤的事情。
So this allows us to see something that is very sad in the world.
有时候真的很努力，但是不一定能够达到我们所想要的结果。
Often we try very hard, but we are unsuccessful in reaching the end result that we wished for.
这一场的败仗当然带给全国极大的这个负面的震撼。
So this defeat had a huge impact on the morale of the nation.
在战场上的这些士兵他们一定是这个被杀的被杀，逃亡的逃亡。
Many people on the battleground, probably those who could flee would flee, and those who were killed were killed.
好，我们请再看历代志上十一章第一节。
Let's continue on to First Chronicles chapter 11, verse 1.
第一节，以色列众人聚集到希伯伦见大卫，说：“我们原是你的骨肉。”
All Israelite came together to David at Hebron and said, "We are your own flesh and blood."
虽然是打了败仗，日子还是要过的。
So although they were defeated, but they still needed to continue on with their life.
首先他们必须要再找一个立一个王来带领他们。
So they needed to search for another king who would lead them.
所以他们就来到大卫这里。
So they came to David.
第二节。
Verse 2.
从前扫罗作王的时候，率领以色列人出入的是你。主你的神也曾应许你说，你必牧养我民以色列，做以色列的君。
In the past, even while Saul was king, you were the one who led Israel on their military campaigns, and the Lord your God said to you, "You will shepherd my people, Israel, and you will become their ruler."
这个大卫被撒母耳高立，将来当王这件事情是大家所知道的。
So this anointment from Samuel.To have David become king was something that the nation knew.
在这个他们需要王的时候当然他们就来找到大卫。
So at the time when they needed a king, they came to David.
他们希望大卫能够继续来带领他们来对抗非利士人。
They hoped that David would continue to guide them and lead them so that they can defeat the Philistines.
第三节。
Verse 3.
于是以色列的长老都来到希伯伦见大卫，大卫在希伯伦神的面前与他们立约，他们就告大卫做以色列的王，是照神借着撒母耳所说的话。
When all the elders of Israel had come to King David at Hebron, he made a compact with them at Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David, King David, over Israel as the Lord had promised through Samuel.
那大卫就在这一个时刻，在这样的一个情景之下，啊，他当了王。
So under the circumstance, he David became king.
啊，所以那是一个这个动荡不安、有极大变化的一个时代。
So that was at a time when there were great turmoil in the country.
啊，对全国的人来讲，这是一个很艰难的时刻。
So to the whole nation, this was a very difficult time.
啊，在艰难的时刻，每走一步都要非常的谨慎。
And at this critical time, every step that they walked must be very careful.
在这艰难的时刻，不能够有一点点的差错。
And at this time, there should not be anything that they would do that would be wrong.
啊，在这艰难的时刻，必须要有很大的智慧。
And at this critical time, they must have a lot of wisdom.
在这艰难的时刻，必须要能够明白自己所处的状况。
And at this critical time, they must also understand the condition that they were putting themselves into.
这样子才能够知道应该怎么做。
And in this way, they will be able to know what they should do next.
我们请再看历代志上12章32节。
Continue on to 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32.
三十二节，以撒家支派有两百族长，都通达实务，知道以色列人所当行的。他们族弟兄都听从他们的命令。
Men of Issachar, who understood the times and knew what Israel should do, 200 chiefs and all their relatives under their command.
在这样一个动荡不安的时刻里头，这里提到以撒家有两百位族长。
So under this great turmoil, it mentions here that in the household of Issachar, there were 200 chiefs.
他们知道在这个艰难的时刻应当怎么做。
And they knew what they should do under such conditions.
啊，因为他们都是通达实务的。
Because all of them knew how to fight in their battles.
啊，他们知道 the understanding of the times.
They understood the time.
啊，中文叫做通达实务啊。啊，所以啊，这是啊，对我们来讲，这也是给我们一个很重要的提醒。
So to all of us, this is a very important reminder.
啊，我们想想看，我们现在处在怎样的时刻里头
？So we know what kind of time we are living in at this age.
啊，就这短短的啊，短短的十年。在我们的生活当中就有 很多的变化、啊、很大的事情发生。
In a short span of 10 years, often we see many changes in our lives.、
啊、我们常常过去常常认为说、啊、这里是一个最富庶最安定的地方。
Many times we feel that this is the most secure, most safe place to live.、
啊啊，这里提供给我们啊很多的机会来实现我们的理想，我们的梦想。
And this place allows us to have our dreams fulfilled.
但是有几件事情啊，让我们也啊，实在是让我们啊，必须要有一个重新的评估。
But there are certain things that we must use to reestablish and reevaluate the situation.
啊，2001年那个911的恐怖攻击。
Example in 2001, the 9/11 attack.
哦，真的是让人大大的啊，这个震惊。
And it indeed caused much people to become very frightened.
哦，竟然有人用这样的方式来攻击。许许多多无辜的人。
That there are people out there who would use these methods to attack many innocent lives.
啊，如果说那是一场战争。
And if you say that is a battle.
啊，这个战争竟然打到了这个一个被认为是一个啊很平安、应该没有事情的地方。
This war actually came onto this territory of a place that is filled with peace, you would say usually.
那几年前那个纽奥良的这个啊这个海水的倒灌 把整个城市都给淹没了。
A few years ago, when there was Hurricane Katrina that hit New Orleans.
我们这几年的这个经济风暴。
And all these economic turmoil in the past few years.
今天实在没有人敢对下一步来做绝对的预测。
There are not too many people who is willing to make future steps.
今天实在是越来越让人们生活在对下一步是一个不确定的这一种啊这种惶恐当中。
These are the times when people fear about what will happen in the future and are unsure of what will happen.
所以你怎么来描写我们所处的今天呢
？So how would you describe the times that we're living in at this current stage？
无论我们是怎么来描述它啊，但是很重要的，我们要成为一个。通达实务的人。
Regardless of how you would describe the times, the most important is that we should be ones who understand the times.
请看罗马书十三章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 13.
罗马书十三章十一节。
Romans chapter 13, verse 11.
十一节，在者你们晓得，现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候。因为我们得救现今比初信的时候更近了。
And to this understanding the present time, the hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber because your salvation is nearer now than when we first believed.
我们需要再一次的来得到这一个提醒，我们应该清醒过来。
So for us to be once again reminded, we must first wake ourselves up.
我们应该去看出去读出来一些发生的事情它的一些表征它的代表。
And we can study the things that have occurred and what they represent.
我们请参考马太福音十六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音十六章第一节。
Matthew chapter 16 verse 1.
法利赛人和撒都该人来试探耶稣。请他从天上显个神迹给他们看。
The Pharisees and Sadducees came to Jesus and tested him by asking him to show them a sign from heaven.
有很多的人一直的跟随着主耶稣。
Many people continuously followed Jesus.
那其中也包括了法利赛人跟撒都该人。
And included in those people were Pharisees and Sadducees.
他们并不是要来求恩典。
They didn't come for grace to ask for blessings.
他们也不是来追求真理。
They didn't come to seek the truth.
他们是来找耶稣的把柄。
They came to find fault in Jesus.
他们是来反对耶稣，对耶稣提出挑战。
They came to find reasons to put Jesus on the spot.
所以在这里，他们要求主耶稣显个神迹给他们看。
So here they wanted Jesus to show them a sign.
第二节。
Verse 2.
耶稣回答说晚上天花红，你们就说天必要晴；早晨天花红又花黑，你们就说今日有风雨。你们知道分辨天上的气色，倒不能分辨这时候的神迹。
Verse 2 and 3. He replied, When evening comes, you say, It will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning today, it will be stormy, for the sky is red overcast. You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times.
法利赛人、撒都该人是犹太社会的政治领袖、宗教领袖。
The Pharisees and the Sadducees were the political and religious leaders of the Jews.
在这里，主耶稣也很不客气地说，你们只是会做一个气象的预告者。
And Jesus here did not hold back in saying that You are only forecasters, weather forecasters.
你们不晓得这一个时候。
You do not understand the times.
时候已经到了，现在就是。
And the time has arrived, and it is at this current stage.
你们所盼望的弥赛亚已经来到了。
The Messiah that you had hoped for has arrived.
但是这些犹太社会的领袖，他们竟然不知道。
But these Leaders of society did not know this.
我们一个基督徒，我们也不能够只是做一个气象的预告者。
as a Christian, we should not be just a weather forecaster.
啊，我们应该知道从圣经来知道我们所处的是什么的时候。
We should be able to find from the Bible signs of what kind of times we're living in.
当然，我们也不是那种很无知的啊，这样盲目的来跟人家啊，来跟人家附和。
Of course, we should not just associate with people being very busy and really unaware of the situation.
啊，甚至我们请参考马太福音二十四章。
And even so, let's refer to Matthew 24.
马太福音二十四章二十四节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 24.
二十四节，因为有假基督、假先知将要起来，显大神迹、显大奇事，倘若人行，连显明也就迷惑了。
For false Christs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and miracles to deceive even the elect, if that were possible.
在越是动荡的时刻啊，越有种种不同的这个说法、预言或者预测。
At times of great turmoil, usually there are more and more of these different prophets or different people who would come out.
啊，所以我们不要受了迷惑。
So let's not be deceived.
但是我们要从啊圣经里头来清楚地看到主耶稣给我们的这些很切实的啊一些征兆。
But we must look within the Bible to see what kind of knowledge God Jesus has provided to us.
好，我们请看路加福音十七章。
Let's refer to Luke chapter 17.
路加福音十七章二十六节。
Luke chapter 17, verse 26.
26节，挪亚的日子怎样，人子的日子也要怎样。
26, just as it was in the days of Noah, so also will it be in the days of the Son of Man.
27节，那时候的人又吃又喝，又起又嫁，到挪亚进方舟的那日，洪水就来，把他们全都灭了。
27. People were eating, drinking, marrying, and being given in marriage up to the day Noah entered the ark. Then the flood came and destroyed them all.
啊，这里说我们要留意着，主耶稣再来的日子就像挪亚的日子。
Here it says that we should be aware that the days when the Son of Man arrives is just as the days of Noah.
啊，在挪亚的日子的一个最大的特征啊，就是罪恶充满的那一个世代。
And the significance of those days during the time of Noah was that sin had filled the planet.
啊，从道德的这一个层面来看，这个世界只是会越往下滑，它不会往上爬。
So when we just look at it, the earth is going downward. It is sliding downward. It will not go back up.
啊，就道德的这一个层面
，which is on conduct.
Morality. 啊。虽然有很多人很努力的要来提升整个社会的这个道德的观念。
Although there are people who wishes to uplift morality.
啊，但是很让人灰心的就是很多的努力，但是效果很少。
But what is difficult is people would try and the result is really unseen.
啊，所以人只是会越来越邪恶。
So people will just become more and more sinful.
这个社会只是会，这个整个社会的道德只是会越来越低落。
And the morality will just become lower in society.
这个就是主耶稣给我们的一个征兆。
And this is what Jesus revealed to us.
再请看路加福音二十一章。
So let's again read Luke 21.
路加福音二十一章二十五节。
Luke chapter 21, verse 25.
25节，日夜星辰要显出异兆，地上的邦国也有困苦，因海中波浪的响声就慌慌不定。
25, there will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea.
啊，这里主耶稣提到，在这个自然界啊，要不断的来爆发出。一些激烈的现象。
So Jesus mentions here that in this nature realm, there will be some signs.
是的，今天资讯非常的发达。
And it is true that we are very advanced in our technology.
哦，所以任何一个地方有任何的事情发生了，很快的，全世界的人都知道了。
And the media will allow us to know of the things and situations that occur around the world.
但是我们也不能够否认，这自然界的这一种、这一些灾害、这一些激烈的现象，真的是越来越多、越来越频繁。
But we cannot deny the fact that it is indeed true that these natural disasters occur more and more frequently.
那这就是给我们一个很明显的征兆。
So this gives us a very clear sign.
再请看路加福音二十一章。
Let's read Luke chapter 21.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
耶稣又设比喻对他们说：“你们看无花果树和各样树，它花芽啊，各样的树。”
He told them this parable: Look at the fig tree and all the trees.
三十节，它花芽的时候，你们一看见，自然晓得夏天近了。
30. When they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is near.
这是对主耶稣对显明的一个啊的一个预言。
And this was a sign, a prophecy that Jesus has said.
在旧约圣经里头，这个无花果树啊，可以代表着以色列人。
And in the Old Testament, the fig tree can represent the Israelites.
啊，所以我们从神的百姓，我们也可以看到我们所处的时代。
So from the people of God, we can see what kind of times we're living in.
在新约圣经里头，我们看到有两个层面的这个所谓的以色列人。
In the New Testament, we see that there are two types of Israelites.
啊，一个是地上的肉体上的以色列人。
One is of the world, which is in flesh.
啊，一个是属灵的以色列人。
One is of the spiritual realm.
啊，这是主耶稣的宝血所救赎的这些新约的显明。
And these are the ones that have been saved by the Lord through His blood.
好，我们从这两个层面，我们都可以看到我们所处的时候。
So from these two types, we can see the times that we are living in.
这个地上的以色列国他在1948年他复国了。
The Israel kingdom on earth revived in 1948.
这个神的教会也在圣灵的重新降临之后 建立了。
And the Church of God through the Holy Spirit also was reestablished.
啊，就是我们的真耶稣教会
，which is the true Jesus Church，
圣灵所建设的教会
，which was established by the Holy Spirit，
啊，来恢复那个最原始的使徒时代的教会
，to bring back the most original apostolic church。
啊，所以我们从圣经这样，我们清楚的看到我们所处的时候
，so from the Bible we can clearly see the times that we are in。
啊，我们真的可以说耶稣再来的日子近了。
We can truly say that the time of Jesus is near.
那我们再看一个例子。
Let's refer to another example.
请看啊，丹尼里书。
Let's turn to the book of Daniel.
丹尼里书十二章第四节。
Daniel chapter 12, verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
丹尼里啊，你要隐藏这话，封闭这书，直到末时，必有人来往奔跑，知识就必增长。
But you, Daniel, close up and seal the words of the scroll until the time of the end. Many will go here and there to increase knowledge.
这里用的一个字眼是末时。
The a word, a terminology they use here is the end.
那有一个现象就是人来往奔跑，知识就必增长。
One of the signs is that many will go here and there to increase knowledge.
我们现在就是处于这样的时代里头。
We are currently living in that time.
这个飞机的发明，现在的人搭飞机来来往往。
Invention of the airplanes, many people come here and go there.
这个是过去的人所没有办法想象的。
This is something that the people in the past could not ever imagine.
我在学电脑的时候，那个电一台电脑是大概半个会堂这么大。
When I started learning about computers, one computer was probably the size of half of the chapel.
那是在台湾哈，一般的老师的办公室跟教室啊，也都没有这个空调。
And that was in Taiwan, and there weren't ventilation in a classroom or the offices of a teacher.
但是这个放电脑的电脑室啊，要有空调设备。
Air conditioning, air vents. So, but in a room with a computer, there has to be air vents.
那不是每一个学校都能够拥有这个电脑。
And not all the schools have computers.
我记得其他的学校的学生呢，要到我们学校来用这个电脑。
I remember students from other schools would come to our school to use the computer.
而那个电脑啊，事实上也不是我们学校的。
And that computer actually did not really belong to our school.
那个是我们向 IBM 租的。
That was a computer that we rented from IBM.
那我们学生老师上课然后去操作，我就觉得很不可思议，觉得很神奇。
And when we would be in class and the teachers would operate the computer, I felt that it was just amazing.
但是这样才过大概三十年。
But this was only about 30 years ago.
现在任何一台电脑都比那一台那么大的电脑不是要强，我不晓得用几百倍还是几千倍甚至几万倍来做比。
Nowadays, any computer you find on the street would be many thousands and millions of times better than that one.
有一次我在用电，在一个教会在用电脑，有个青年走过去啊。发出一个很诡异的微笑。
Once I was at church and I was using the computer, a youth passed by and gave a smirk or let out a sound.
这传道的眼睛很锐利，我说你好胆，你这个怀着什么不好的不怀好意这样看传道。
So I said to the youth, how could you use that kind of attitude with a pastor?
他说传道。你这一台电脑昨天我们学校在拍卖两块钱。
And then he said to me, he said, the computer you're using yesterday in our school, they were selling it for $2.
这把那一台电脑送给我的那个弟兄跟我讲说，这个是 Toshiba 的哈，我买的时候是3000块钱买的。
And the brother who actually gave me the computer told me,This is a Toshiba computer. I bought it for $3,000.
当然他送给我的时候应该那个价值是一定比两块钱还要高啊。
Of course, at the time when he gave the computer to me, the value was, of course, more than $2.
但是我想他送给我才用好像没有多久啊，怎么变成是有两块钱。
But I thought to myself, this was not long ago, and how could the value drop to $2 now?
所以儿女要向我们买这些东西的时候，我们实在是这个不买又不行，但买了呢，可能明天就后悔了。
So often our children will come and request for things for us to buy, but even though we buy it for them, we might regret later on.
真的，我们现在不是只是在末世我们已经在这个末时
And now we're not just at the end times, but we're at the
那我们不是只是在 end time， 我们是这个在最后面的了。
We're at the very end。
所以这也给我们一个提醒了。我们虽然传福音越来越不容易，无论如何，我们还是要传。
So this gives us a reminder that although we need to preach the gospel, regardless of the situation, we still need to preach the word。
我们要抢救灵魂。
Because we are trying to save lives.
好，我们请再看路加福音十九章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 19.
路加福音十九章
Luke 19:41
Verse 41，耶稣快到耶路撒冷，看见城，就为他哀哭。
41, as he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it.
在耶稣看到看耶路撒冷城的时候，那个圣殿还在。
When Jesus saw Jerusalem, the temple was there.
但是主耶稣知道，再过不久，这个耶路撒冷会被毁，这个圣殿会被毁。
But Jesus knew that not long afterwards, the temple and the city of Jerusalem will be destroyed.
主耶稣为耶路撒冷哀哭。
So Jesus wept over Jerusalem.
其实也不是只是为了那个圣殿会被毁来哀哭。
He did not weep just because the temple was to be destroyed.
44节。
Verse 44.
并要扫灭你和你里头的儿女。连一块石头也不留在石头上，因你不知道眷顾你的时候。
They will dash you to the ground, you and the children within your walls. They will not leave one stone on another because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you.
这个圣殿是会被完全的摧毁。
This temple will completely fall to the ground.
那耶稣的哀哭，更重要的是最后面的这一句话。
And the reason for his weeping is more importantly seen in the later verse.
主耶稣说，因为你们不知道眷顾你的时候。
And he said it is because you did not recognize the time.
眷顾你的时候，那个你把整句念完。
You did not recognize the time of God's coming to you.
有神的同在，就有神的眷顾。
With the abidance of God,That is also when there's the recognition of God.
神的照顾
And the care of God.
哦，所以中文圣经就直接翻译说，你不知道神照顾你的时候。
So it translates into, you do not know the time of God's care for you.
我们要认明，要看清楚一些特别的时刻。
We must clearly see and understand the times.
在这个事实上，世界上很多地方是很动荡的，但是我们的生活又怎样呢？
In the world, there are many things that happen, but how are our lives affected?
我们的生活是就像这里所说的，我们是在过着忙眷顾的生活。
And as it mentions here, we're just busy caring for ourselves.
我们是在得到神的照顾的生活。
We are living in a time where we are under the care of God.
哦，这是特别的时刻。
This is a very unique time.
哦，我们不晓得说明天将要有什么事情发生在我们身上。
We do not know what will happen tomorrow.
我们不晓得这个事情它将要有怎么样的变化。
We do not know what kind of changes there will be.
哦。我们没有人可以保证说这永远是一个这么富庶这么安定 的地方。
And none of us can guarantee that this place will always be so prosperous.
但是我们所知道的就是至少目前为止我们当中应该没有一个人是愁吃愁穿这个生活很艰难。
Well, we know that at this time, none of us really lack in food or clothing.
我们要认清楚这是一个特别的时刻，是一个得着保护得着保护的一个时刻。
We must recognize that this is a very special time where we are under the care.
我们要把握这样的时刻。
We must grasp onto this time.
我们请看约翰福音十二章。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章三十五节
Gospel of John chapter 12 verse 35
耶稣对他们说光在你们中间还有不多的时候应当趁着有光行走免得黑暗临到你们那在黑暗里行走的不知道往何处去
35 Then Jesus told them you are going to have the light just a little while longer walk while you have the lightBefore darkness overtakes you, the man who walks in the dark does not know where he is going.
我们借用这一句话，我们现在就是在有光的时刻。
And using this passage, we know we are living in a time of light.
啊，我们现在是很方便的时刻。
This is a time of convenience to us.
啊，所以我们要趁啊，这个趁着有光来行走。
So while we have the light, we should walk.
啊，像主耶稣在马太福音25章的勉励。
Just as in Matthew 25, when Jesus encouraged us.
啊，说天国像什么？
What is heaven like?
啊，我们现在就是在神的国里头。
We are in the kingdom of God.
那我们应该做什么？
What should we do?
啊，主耶稣说要预备油。
Jesus said to prepare our lamps.
啊，主耶稣说要照着我们所给我们的恩赐来尽本分。
Jesus said we, with the gifts that we have, we should try our best.
主耶稣告诉我们说要过着彼此相爱、爱人的生活。
Jesus told us to live a life of loving one another.
再请看以弗所书第五章。
Let's refer to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章十六节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 16.
十六节要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
16, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil.
很感谢神，神保守我们，我们的生活都是在很干净、很单纯的环境里头。
Thank God, due to the guidance of the Lord, we are living in, our lives have been very clean and in a very easy situation.
那虽然事实上有很多邪恶的事情已经存在于这个社会当中。
And actually, there are much evil surrounding us in the society.
只是我们不在那种环境里头。
But we are not dwelling in that kind of environment.
但是还有一件事情我们必须留意的。
But there is one thing that we must make a point of.
真的，我们是在邪恶的时代。
Indeed, we are living in a time of sin.
真的，我们的生活里头是充满着邪恶。
And it is true that our lives are filled with evil.
这个十六节啊。他先提到的是时间。
In verse 16, it first mentions about time.
好，说我们要爱惜时间。
That we must make use of our time, our opportunity.
如果我们没有爱惜时间，这就是一个邪恶。
If we do not make the most of our time, that is evil.
想想看，在我们生活当中，到底哪些事情占用了我们一天的24个小时？
When we think about it in our lives,What really takes up most of our 24 hours?
啊，真的，有很多的生活上很多的活动占用了我们的时间。
There are many activities in our daily living which takes up most of our time.
那我们有多少的时间来给神，来用在我们这条信仰的道路上？
How much time do we have left for God to use on the right path?
我们做个比较的话，我们就知道我们是不是生活在邪恶里头。
If we use a comparison, we will be able to know whether or not we are living in evil.
求主耶稣帮助我们。
So we ask that the Lord help us.
让我们知道我们应该做什么。
To give us the understanding of what we should be doing.
那我们就努力的去做。
And we will put our efforts into doing it.
把眼前应该做的事情把它做好。
To do the best of what we can in front of us.
这是世界上一个最简单但是也最难遵行的一个简单的忠告。
This is a message that is most simple, but also the hardest to keep.
我们求主帮助我们，让我们都能够成为认识时候的人。
Let's ask that the Lord help us so that we can all be of those who understand the times.
唱诗523首。
Sing hymn 532.
23.
For 523. Now we will make a concluding prayer.
在灵恩会里头，我们特别来求神的灵恩充满我们每一个人。
In our spiritual convocation, we specially ask the Lord to fill us with His blessings.
我们要接受按手祷告的，可以到前面来。
Those who wish to be laid hand upon can come forward.
我们现在同心祷告。
Let's pray together in one accord.